Okay, this is the final parak in Tmina Musaf and Parak Yud, and the Rambam is going to bring to a close this entire section, first briefly reviewing the halakha of Yom Kippur, but there's a whole other section called the Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim later on that we're going to take up, and then getting into Sukkot and bringing us all the way to the end. All right, halakha halab. Yom Kippurim, Akribim Musaf, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Parvai. So on Yom Kippur, we bring a Musaf, just like the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which is a bull and a ram. Vayel Zen Yikra Ayel Ha'am. So this ram is called the ram of the people. The Shiva Kvasim Kulan Olos, and seven lambs that are all burnt on the Mizbeach in their entirety. Uzir Chatas Vunechal Erev, as well as a goat sin offering that's eaten at night. Halacha Beis V'od, Makriven Atzibor Zir Chatas, the Tzibor would also bring a sin offering, Vun Nisraf, and it's burnt Sheben Zugos Yer Mishalech. It's burnt on the altar, and its pair, its twin, so to speak, is the other one that's sent off to the cliff to be thrown off the cliff. Okay, again, a lot of the Yom Kippur stuff will pick up later on. So on the first day of Sukkot, we bring 13 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, kulan olos, all those are olos sacrifices, your chatas necheles, as well as a goat that is a sin offering goat that's eaten. Mechain called yom yom, meshivas meyachag, every day of Sukkot, makriven shnei elim, you always bring 2 rams, rabbaasar kvasim, and 14 lambs, uchiratat sirchatas, and 1 goat as a chatas. However, halacha da, and this is very familiar, about parim pochsin echad echad b'hoyam. When it comes to the bulls, they decrease one by one every day. So b'sheni, markeven shnei masar. So on the second day of Sukkot, meaning the first day of Chol HaMoed, 12 are brought, b'shlishi echad asar, and the third, 11, ad shim sekor ben yom shvi, until you get to the seventh day, what would happen the seventh day? Parim shiva, there would be 7 bulls, elim shnayim, 2 rams, kvasim arba asar, 14 lambs, hakol olos, all those are olos sacrifices, and of course, sirchatas, the goat offering as a sin offering. Alachahe, b'yom shmini atzeres, so on the 8th, on the shmini atzeres, makribim musaf hayom, you bring the musaf for the day, par v'ayo, so a bull and a ram, v'shivakva simen 7 lambs, kulan olos, all of them are olos sacrifices, uzirchatas, and a goat offering, a goat sin offering. Zem musaf aniatzor, this is its own musaf. Alachabab, kol shiva simeachad, okay, so getting into Nisa Chamayim, or as called Simchas Beis Shoeva, during the 7 days of Sukkot, Menaskenes Amayim al Gam Mizbeach. So the water libation was poured on the Mizbeach. The Davar Zeh Halacha Moshe Sinai, this is a from the Oral Law. Vim Nisuch HaYayin Shel Tamid Shel Shachar HaMenasek Amam Avado. So with the wine libation that was brought for the morning sacrifice, the water libation was brought as well. Halacha Zayin. Now the Imir Amayim Nisuch HaYayin. So if someone poured the water and mixed it with the wine, or Yan Nisuch HaMayim, or vice versa, V'Nasach Shneim Mikli Achad, and brought a libation of both together in one vessel, yatsa, you fulfilled your obligation. Then hiktim nisuch hamayim lezevah. Let's say the Kohen first brought the nisuch, the water libation first. Afil nascham alayla, even at night, yatsa. V'keren droz rabbis hayamanaseh lamala mechati mizbeach. So it was at the southwestern corner of the mizbeach that the libation was poured on the upper half of the mizbeach. Kol yoro l'shisim kumosh b'ranu, and all of it would flow down into the holes at the side of the mizbeach. Ketzad ha'yosin, so how would they do this? So there was this golden vessel that held 3 log, and they filled it up from the Shiluach stream, which is by Ir David. They would get to the water gate. They blow the shofar. The Kohen would go up to the ram. Who turn to the left. The nosen hamayim in atzluchas asocha safal shayasham. He would pour the water from that kli into a cup that was there. There were two silver cups there, and they were at what do you call it? They were into the water was poured into the western one. And the eastern, the cup on the eastern side had the wine. And they had holes in them, a little tiny holes. The water one was smaller than the yain. So at some point, the water and wine would actually flow together. So for the Kohen who would pour the water, someone would say, raise up your arm. Because one time someone poured the water on the feet. And all the people who were there pelted him with their esrogan. They thought he was a Karite or Sadusi. Because they denied Misuch Mayim. So the way it was done during the week, so too was done on Shabbos. What would happen instead is that the one difference is on Friday, they would fill up a golden vessel. The Eina Miklisharis, it wasn't one of the holy vessels. Umenicha, what do you call it? Belishka Lamachar Malimena. And they would leave it in Lishka, and after, and the next day they would fill from it. Allah Yud, in Mishbacha, and his Galsam, the Malamina Kir Manasseh. So if the water was spilled or uncovered, then it would be filled of the from the kior, which was the vessel that held the water that the Kohen washed their hands and feet with, and it was used as a libation. So in every day of Sukkot, so special Shir Shal Yom was recited. And for those who hold like the, that was actually the way the Shir Shal Yom was always set up, even to today. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, they would say, Habu Lashem Ne'ilim, B'sheni the Washa Amar Lachim, B'shlishim Yaakum Ne'imarim, B'rvi B'inu B'arim Ba'am, B'chamishi Yisrosim Yisabal Shechmo, B'shishi Mutu Kol Mas Le'aretz, and V'im Chal Shabbos Yos B'echabhen, Yamutin Yitcha. So you would say a different shir, it's a different paraktilim each day. And on Shabbos, which is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so you would say, what do you call it, the Musa for Shabbos, and push off the shir to the next day. Alach Yibbeis. Now, Kvar B'yarnu, Shekol Mishmaris Kahuna Eshim Arba. So we already explained that there were 24 watches of Kohanim, the Kulan of the Meshavet Berogalim, and they would all have equal rights, so to speak, during the holidays. So the Chag of Sukkot on Sukkos, Hayakol Mishra Market Par Echad Ra'ilechad Asir Chatas. Every Mishra would bring one bull, one ram, and the Seir Chatas, the goat sin offering. Aval Kavasim Yesh Mishra Shemakav Behen Shnei Kavasim Veish Mishra Shemakav Keves Echad. So when it came to the lambs, some brought two, and some brought one. Ketza Yom Tov Reitz Shachag. So it's going to be very descriptive here. On the first day of Sukkot, so there were 13 bulls, two rams, and a seir, a goat. So every mishmar would bring one animal from that. Nisharisham, what we left over is our ba'asar kvasim, 14 lambs, the shmona mishmaras, for eight of the watches. Shisham mishmaras, markim shtayim shtayim. So six of the watches would bring two. Ushne mishmaras, markim echad echad. And two of the mishmaras would bring one. Vishini, on the second day, hayusham shnei masar parim. Now there were 12 bulls to play with. Two rams and a seer and a goat. So every mishra will bring one. Nishara sham arba asar kvasim. There'll be 14 lambs left over with shisha mishmaras for nine watches. Hamisha makrim shnayim shnayim. So five would bring two. Ve'arba makrim echad echad. And four bring one. Vashlishi on the third day of Sukkot. Hayusham echad asar parim. There were 11 bulls. Ushnei elim seer, two rams and a goat. Kol mishra makrim echad. Each one would bring one. Nishara arba asar kvasim masar mishmaras. So there were 14 lambs for 10 watches. Arba makrim shnayim shnayim. So four would bring two. The shisha makrim echad echad. And six would bring one. Barvi on the fourth day of Sukkot. Hayasham asar parim shnei elim seer. So on the fourth day of Sukkot, there were 10 bulls, two rams, and a goat. Kol mishra makrim echad. Each mishra would bring one. Nishara sham abba asar kvasim. There were 14 lambs at dover. Lachad asar mishmar for 11 watches. Shlosha makrim shnayim shnayim. So three would bring two. Ushmona makrim echad echad. Eight would bring one. Bachamishi on the fifth day of Sukkot. Hayasham tisha parim. There were nine bulls, shnei elim, two rams, and a seer. Kol mishra makrib echad, each mishra bring one of those. Nisharasham arba asar kvasim, there are 14 lambs left over to divvy up. L'shnei mishra mishra for 12 watches. Shnei mishmaras makrib shnayim shnayim, so two of them would bring two. V'asara makrib echad echad, and the 10 would bring one. Vashishi in the sixth day of Sukkot, hayushmona parim, there were eight bulls of shnei elim, two rams and a seer and a goat. Kol mishra makrib echad, each mishra would bring one. Nisharasham arba asar kvasim, l'shosar asar mishmar. So that would be 14 lambs for 13 watches. Mishra echa mehen makiv shnei kvasim. So the first mishra, the one mishra for them would bring two lambs, which shnei masar mishra makiv echad echad, and the other 12 would bring one. Mishvi on the seventh day, ayusham shiva parim shnei elim seir. There were seven bulls, two rams, and a goat. Arba asar kvasim kumin mishmaros, and now it works out 14 lambs for the entirety of the watches. Nimsa kol mishra makiv hem achatz. In that situation, each mishra would bring one animal. Anyone who would bring a bull for that day would not bring a bull the next day. Rather, go back to what he called the rotation. On the eighth, he'd go back to the lottery. Everyone treated equally like any regular. On the first day of Sukkot, Shechalios for Shabbos, it falls on the Shabbos. So there was the extra flower offering, libation of the Musaf, the Shaltimidim, Shishim, right, and 60 for the Tamid, the Echad Isaron, and one Isaron, the Lohayum Arvin Oso, and they wouldn't actually mix that together. Halacha Tezva, Abul Olol Eimar Arvin Nisachim, in general, you never mix up the libations. Ela Nisrei Aparim Levadam, Nisrei Eimar Levadam, the libations for the bulls were alone, the libations for the rams were alone, Venisrei Kvasim Levadam, and the ones for the lambs are alone. Doesn't matter if they're communal or individual sacrifices. Halacha design, All the fats of the korbanos, whether communal or individual, you never mix the fats up together. All the innards, all the pieces of the korban of each one is burnt separately from each other. However, but if they did get mixed up, then you can bring them all together at once. The mincha of libations, you start with the mixed together. After all the different species are mixed together, it's still considered kasher. So once, if all the menachos got mixed up and isar shimnam salasan and their oil and flowers are mixed together, you can actually mix the wine together with them, ideally. They're also, if you burnt each minchas asachim individually, everything atzma alone, or is a mutal arav hayayin shalahen, you can then mix the wines with them. When you mix the wines of libation, you should mix the wine of yesterday with the wine of today, and of individual with the tzibor. When you mix it, arav yayin nisrei parim, yayin nisrei elim, yayin nisrei kvasim, yayin nisrei kvasim. So you can mix up bull wine libation with ram wine libation, for example. But you shouldn't mix together the wine libation of lambs with the yayin nisrei parim elim, with the wine of the bulls and the rams. And finally, lachachaf, l'olam im arvan ayayin lachachila, ideally you shouldn't mix up the wine, el achash and his arva solas, rather only after the flowers have been mixed in, or achash etiru, or whether it's after it's burned, kamosha b'arm. Okay, that finishes Hilchos Minim Musafin, and we will pick up Tzulim Mikdash on Sunday, Shabbat Shalom.